The Dave Damaschek Football Program. Available on Apple Podcasts and at NFL.com/DDFP. Now here's your host, Dave Damaschek.
Hi and hello, football fans. Welcome to the Dave Damaschek Football Program presented by Zaxby's Fingers, Wings, Salads. We're in Nashville, Tennessee, and we've just sat in on a spectacular night, the first round. Always splendid stuff. I know I like to crack my wise, but it's also delightful every time to watch these guys, 20 years old, 22 years of age, surrounded by their families, even though they know it's they all know it's coming. It's still in that moment that all of a sudden their lives are changed financially and otherwise. It's really fun to get to pay witness to that. And so it was once again here in Nashville, Tennessee, despite thunderstorms, cracking thunderstorms outside. And we caught up with many of the big-name guys, and we're going to share them with you now. And seated to my immediate left, Eddie Spaghetti. You got the glad hand with a couple of the newest New York Giants, eh?
Yeah, I was lucky enough to, meet two of the three, Daniel Jones, DeAndre Baker. The Giants surprisingly traded back into the first round. And that's pretty much all I have to say about that.
Well, that was, I would say, the shocker of the draft in the first round was Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
The Steelers traded up to get Devin Bush. That's big news, obviously, on the banks of the Three Rivers. Interesting storyline that Antonio Brown's cousin, Marquise Brown, winds up with the Baltimore Ravens. That is sure to provide some interesting storylines as we move forward. And also that Clemson defensive front that dominated nothing less than the football juggernaut of the 21st century, the Alabama Crimson Tide. All delightful fellas, the ones that we got to bounce
Absolutely. Off of, at least.
A great group of fellas. And that was another big shocker there, Cleveland Farrell not going in the first round, but going as high as he did to the Oakland Raiders. All right, Spaghetti, what do you think? Let's get going here. I think the most, with all due respect, we talked to a bunch of great fellas, but I think the most dynamic of them all, LSU linebacker. Now he's a Tampa Bay Buccaneer down there with Bruce Arians. He's a funny guy, and I think Devin White's going to fit in beautifully. You want to take a listen?
I think everyone's going to enjoy this interview.
Also, I think it's exciting. I should say, you know, one thing we've noticed in the last few days here in Nashville, Tennessee, the town's lousy with musicians. Like anywhere you go, every bar, every street corner, somebody's singing. They got their acoustic guitar and everything. And this was no less. Even in our little recording space here, recording artist Chuck Kingston. Is that what his name was?
Like Chet. Yeah, we got a couple different names. Chet Dunstan.
Chester Singingly?
Yeah, that's good too.
I don't know what his name was.
Yeah,
but anyway, he's a hit recording artist, and he was nice enough to play the guitar for me, and I just laid down some tracks, you know?
You were good. You were very, very good.
I have a nice voice.
Yeah, no, you do.
I don't care what Christian Wilkins has to say about that. We'll hear from him later. Right now, here he is, the newest member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the delightful Devin White, everybody.
You listen to Dave Damaschek.
Get cozy, Mr. Cowboy Guy, with the boots and the horses and all that stuff.
Got the horses in the back. The head is real red.
Look at you in your LSU colors. You got
always
the loyalty
ripping.
Going.
Barely home, but I'm always ripping.
What do you think about the Buccaneers?
Hey, I'm a part of it. I'm thankful, I'm happy, and I'm blessed.
I like your way immediately. Like your way.
I'm blessed.
Have you talked with Bruce Arians?
I have.
Did he call you? Is he the one who called you?
No. Coach Jason Light called me first, but he did put Coach Bruce on the phone.
Yeah? What'd you say?
What did I say to who?
To Arians.
I told him, thank you. You're a man. Well, first he said, I told you I was going to take you as soon as he got on the phone. I said, you're a man of your word. You're very genuine. I'm ready to give you my all. And I told him, you train a child up in the way he should go, and he'll never depart. And I said, I'll never depart the Bucs, and I'm going to give you everything I got.
What a magnificent way you have about you. I like it already. My only concern is you're clearly a man of high style.
Yeah.
What about the uniforms?
The uniforms?
Yeah, the Buccaneers uniforms.
Man, they were all red, they were all white, they were red and gray.
Like,
what you
that?
Mean? I like it. Like, I ain't out there to be looking good. I'm out there to play. I'm out there to get down and dirty and win some games.
You like to look good, though, right?
I'm going to look good.
Those LSU uniforms look nice,
but
right?
But we always wore the same thing.
Yeah.
We always wore white with purple pants. So, I mean, I'm used to it. I don't really care about all that.
All right, if you're cool with it, then I'm good with it, then. Yes, I think so. It's a nice – listen, Bruce Arians is this delightful
That's
guy.
That's what matters. That's what matters. And the coaching staff.
And you got Jameis over
that
there.
That matters.
And you got all sorts of pieces up Devontae in front Davis, of you there.
What
think about what – yeah, that's
Jason
exactly –
Jason Pierre-Paul.
I mean, you're loaded up front.
Running Hargrave.
You're going to get to play hero, right?
Hey, let's get – I'm going to get to play brother. Like, I'm going to get to play brother. I'm going to go in. I'm going to be a great brother, a great teammate, and we're going to make something happen.
I wish I could be like you. I'm too. I got too much of a sourpuss on.
Yeah,
no,
you
got
to get rid of that. Take some notes. Come spend a day at the barn with me, and I'll show you.
You will?
Yeah.
Can you teach me to ride horses?
Man of my word. Let's go. Don't be scared.
What's your favorite kind of music?
NBA Youngboy. If it ain't NBA Youngboy, it ain't my favorite music.
I don't even know what that is.
Louisiana rapper, born and raised. He's only 19 years old, but he's the best in the world.
Okay, well, the best I can do is in Nashville, Tennessee. You can't go anywhere without bumping into country music.
Hey, I like country.
You do? You're good with that?
Let me go.
You gonna sing something? You wanna do something? You go ahead.
Chilling on the dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke blowing out the window, ice cold water sitting on a console. Memory lanes up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on a good time. I'm headed off a good live drive, that's right, I'm hitting Easy Street at Bud Tide, that's right. Back in the day, pop face to go. No Detroit gonna hit the dirt road. Caught a one father that caught a girl.
I can't believe
you
it.
You a good man in the
give me,
Marlboro
give me
man.
A little, give me a little something.
Yeah. Your turn.
Won't be as good as what you did, I'm sure, but you're awful nasty and you got real quick feet. Good luck with your move from Baton Rouge to Tampa, St. Pete.
That is going to be easy.
That wasn't as good
Just
as yours.
Just put me on a flight. I'll be there at night.
I'm Devin White. I love it.
Daisy May to Tampa Bay.
Who did you hug first when you
My
heard
mom?
Them? Your mom.
Who would you hug first?
I would hug my mother.
I would hug my mother first. Next question.
Of course. What are you gonna buy first with the loot?
My mom a nice crib. What would you buy first?
I'd buy my mama a nice crib. How about that? I'm not gonna let you beat me because my mother's definitely gonna see this. I don't know if your mom is, but I know my mother will.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna let Devin White sit here and show me up.
Well, Devin White is a fantastic person and an even better football player, and he know more country songs than you.
You're delightful. What number are you going to wear in the NFL?
Get live 40.
Why don't you care? You're going to be allowed to wear 40 down there?
Duh.
Isn't that Mike Allstott's number?
No, not no more.
No.
I think he'll let me get it. If anybody got it there, let me get it.
You got all the answers, you know?
Nah,
Before I even ask the question, you got the answer.
No, I'm just trying to just grill you. I'm just
I love it.
With you.
I love it. I want you to go have a wonderful time with the gang, whoever's out here, your mom and everybody else. Celebrate Nashville, Tennessee. You know, if you're the country singer like that, maybe I'm sure that if you just got drafted, if you can sing on this show, I'm sure they'll give you the microphone in any honky-tonk joint you want tonight. You can sing.
Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing when he was 8 years old. A little girl came through the front end holding a fishing pole. His dad looked down and smiled and said, son, I know you don't want her to go, but someday you change your mind and
then you I don't know. Listen, I'm excited to be basking in the reflected glow of your big night. This is like a top 25 moment in your life for you? Top
50? Drafted?
Yeah.
Being drafted?
Yeah.
Top 5?
Yeah, top 5 for you.
I went top 5. I went 5. This is the number one moment in my life. Thank you, God. Thank you, Bucks. Thank you, Coach Aarons. Thank you, Coach Light. Thank you to everybody who played a part in me to become a Buccaneer.
And go Tigers, too,
and
right?
And go Tigers forever.
All right. And you lift weights?
No.
You should start that because a lot of guys in the NFL do, and I want you to do well.
I bail hay.
Okay, even better. That's natural strength, you know?
Yeah.
Could you beat me in a fight?
In a fight? I wouldn't hurt you.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't hurt a fly.
Unless we're between the lines, right?
Yeah, I'm not a dirty player. I wouldn't hurt you on the field, but I play hard.
I see.
But I wouldn't hurt you on the field.
But you should know, I didn't get drafted yet, but if I were to get drafted, you can't hit what you can't catch.
As long as you, what you like, 4.3 fast?
No, I ran a 6.1.
Well, I catch you, hit you, help you up, let you run again, go catch you again, hit you again.
You're that kind of guy, aren't you?
I'm that kind of guy.
Devin White, everybody. All right. Yeah, he took over the microphone there.
Yeah, we might have to rename the show to the Devin White Football.
He's going to be busy, so ha-ha. He's not going to be able to. He's not going to have time to do it. So do whatever you want, Devin White. How about this, though? Another Devin, highly coveted, really, from a lot of teams drafting. Roundabout, the buzz was if Devin Bush reached the 10 slot that there would be a lot of teams trying to jump up and get him and trade up into it. It was the Pittsburgh Steelers. They've had a need, obviously, since Ryan Shazier's awful injury a couple of years ago. That's been, in football terms, obviously, a spot that they've needed to fill with speed and otherwise, and they now land that with, I guess, coincidentally or ironically, from Ryan Shazier of Ohio State. They now look to Devin Bush to fill that spot, the Michigan Wolverine great, and surely Ryan Shazier will be helping to coach up Devin Bush going forward. And here's my conversation with the new Pittsburgh Steeler, Devin Bush.
You're listening to Dave Damashek.
First things first. What gives? What's the fashion for?
Man, that's just me. We just came up with it. I put my own little spin to it, my little personality in it. I didn't want to be a conventional suit and tie guy. You know, I just wanted to do something off the charts.
All right, and so you have. I like that, and that's what you intend to do on the gridiron,
exactly.
As well, right?
Exactly.
Have you considered that the people? I mean, you're from the basic region there. Have you heard the Pittsburgh accent? Are you familiar with it?
No, I'm not familiar with it.
You don't know what it sounds like?
No, I don't.
It's, well, your quarterback's name is here. Let me just see this here. This is him. What do you think about that? What do you think about this guy being your QB?
I think he's a future Hall of Fame. He's a great quarterback, man. He's been there for a while, so he knows what he's doing, and I can learn a lot from him, actually.
Do you think, how do you say his name?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Ben Roethlisberger. That's how people say it, but not in Pittsburgh. They call it Roethlisberger.
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 That's the accent?
Yeah. Dude, let's go downtown and watch the Steelers. They're playing the Brownies.
I don't like the accent.
Roethlisberger, dude. Dude, he's so good. He's going to the Hall of Fame, dude.
That's how they talk?
That's how they talk.
I never heard the accent before.
Well, you're going to get used to it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Ohio State, you know. Yeah. By the way, there's something nice and, you know, to be honest with you, poignant about, I imagine that you're going to be working at least a little bit with Ryan Shazier.
Yeah, definitely.
A little bit. Ohio State, Michigan, rivals at one point, now coming together there. And I imagine he will help get you acclimated to Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he should. I mean, I'm a backyard guy saying I'm from South Florida. He's from South Florida. So, you know, I don't see why. I don't see why not.
He's a wonderful guy as well. I'm sure you'll get along gangbusters. What's your favorite kind of music?
I like rap music.
You like rap music? Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I think he can play. You can play rap music?
Yeah. He can play rap music? Let me see what you got.
Okay, I want to sing you a song. Because we're in Nashville, I should sing you a song, right?
Yeah.
Lambert, Mel Blunt, Mean Joe and Woodson, Palomalu, and so many others. And you are now a Steel Curtain trainee. And by the way, the rivers in Pittsburgh are the Ohio, Monongahela, and Allegheny.
Hey, I got to give you a round of applause for that one.
Thank
that
you.
Was actually
Listen,
pretty
I
got to
give
though.
You a round of applause because you are here. This is it. I mean, I think you're going to – I know the Steelers typically like to let a guy sit and learn a little bit, but I do think that the moment is now. They signed Roethlisberger to that extension now for a couple of years. They're going to be looking to
win.
To get on a roll right away now. So so best wishes to you. Best of health to you. You also, a Pirates fan? You like hockey? Any of that?
I heard hockey in person is actually really, really
hockey,
crazy.
Dude.
That's how you say hockey? Hockey?
Yeah. Well, dude, you want to go downtown? Say it like that. Downtown is now downtown.
Downtown hockey?
Yeah. Yens want to go downtown and watch a Steeler game.
I don't like that. I got to get used to that. It sounds weird.
It does.
Yeah,
sound
it does
weird.
Sound weird, but it's yeah. it got a little uniqueness to it.
Mm-hmm. What number are you gonna go with?
Who knows? I don't know.
Let's figure that out right now.
I don't know what numbers that got open. I mean, I know 50's open.
Well, 50, yeah. Shazier, though,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, but I'm gonna share Shazier's number.
How That's about 55 him. Would look kind of cool on you, I think.
Maybe. I got to see it. I got to see it first. Okay.
Check in with me, and we'll figure that
yeah,
one out.
Yeah, we definitely figure that
you
out.
You more excited to get drafted tonight or about seeing the Avengers?
Oh, wow. I'm kind of like 50-50 with that one, honestly. Yeah. But as of right now, I'm probably 60-40 with the draft. But it's kind of leaning towards 50-50 again because now it's done and I want to go watch a movie.
Well, I hear you, but you wouldn't want to hurt Coach Tomlin's
yeah,
feelings
exactly. That's the
night he called you
exactly.
and be like, yeah, it could have been this or Avengers, either one.
Right.
But by the way, it's now Coach Tomlin. Coach Tomlin, dude. We got Devin Bush now. He's a good. He's gonna be good on the defense. That's how it's gonna be.
Are they rowdy? Like they very like?
Oh, you're gonna love it. You're gonna
all right,
love
cool.
it.
Cool. I need that.
So listen, best of health to you.
Yeah.
Go get them out there. You have a city of diehard football fans really mm-hmm. excited that you're going to be putting on the black and gold.
Yeah.
And you enjoy you join now the legacy of the greatest defensive pieces
exactly.
in NFL history.
Yeah, I'm ready to be a part of that.
All right, let's do one more thing. I want to see people, all everybody talks about is your height. I want to just check how it goes. Who's taller?
I am, of course.
Devin Bush is taller than me.
I'm way taller than you. Look at this.
Yeah, but that's right. But the other thing you're known for is your speed. But you can't handle this. All right, go get him, Devin Bush. Be healthy,
Thank
man.
You.
Have
Thank
a good
you.
Time in Pittsburgh. It. I liked how thrown he was by the Pittsburgh accent.
He did not like it. And I'll say two things quickly about him. Is the first one was, I was very impressed that you not only predicted that the Steelers would trade up, that they're going to take Devin Bush, and you weren't even like shocked about it. Like, yeah, I know that's what they're going to do the whole time. And then also, I saw him at the combine a few months ago, and he, like, for his size, being like 230 pounds, he had the fastest 40 I've ever seen in person. The guy just flew down the field. So it's a great pick.
Well, I don't know if you've heard, but speed kills in the NFL.
It does.
They like saying that, but it also is actually true here. I wouldn't have been stunned. I appreciate the compliment, but I also wouldn't have been stunned if they would have said, yeah, we traded up and we got TJ Hockenson.
Yeah.
If that would have happened, I would have thought, listen, they need somebody to replace the pass catcher that is now playing over in Oakland. But you know what? Speaking of TJ, we're going to hear from him in just a second. Meantime, though, the Jets with maybe a kind of a steal. I know he went third overall, but by all the scouts' account,
some say best player in the draft.
They say best or the most dependably high end.
The next Aaron Donald. Yeah.
Right. People think he's going to be a great one. And another Alabama great from that defensive line. And another nice guy. Immediately, as he sat down, he turned his hat backwards. And we went from there. Here he is, everybody. Quinnen Williams.
You're listening to David Damashek.
First of all, congratulations. How's it feel? New York Jets.
It feels amazing, man, just to be a part of New York Jets, man. A lot of guys are there. You got traditional there, man. You got Alabama, who's in C.J. Mosley there. Lyndon Williams, a great defensive lineman there. You got Jamal Adams, a great safety back there, cornerback that's there with great personality, a great enthusiasm. Man, it's just a great feeling to be a part of that, man. I feel a lot of love from those guys when I came to visit them, and it's just amazing.
Le'Veon Bell's already tweeting at you. You know that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he already is congratulating you.
For real, I ain't seen it just yet, man, but... when I look at my phone, man, it's gonna be amazing.
Yeah. Do you hate the Patriots yet?
Nah, man.
No, that's what you gotta do.
Oh, whatever team we face against, I hate the quarterback. So I'm gonna try to get the quarterback on whatever team we play against. So
you know what 12 doesn't like? He doesn't like inside pressure. Can you provide some of that?
For sure, man. Me and Leonard Williams, man, the other guys on the defensive line can do a great job. Performing, putting pressure to the front, and me just a person that I can play all three downs, man, one through three, third down, and I can pass are really good in the front. So whatever I get the chance to do, I'm gonna do it. So,
who'd you hug first?
I think I hugged my grandma first. My grandma was very excited.
That's so nice. Yeah. I don't like when guys hug the agent first. I'm glad you made the right choice.
For sure.
You're already looking good there. You're gonna be very stylish up in New York City. You're ready to be playing with Le'Veon Bell and C.J. Mosley in Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
What Saban say? Do you hear from him yet?
No, I ain't heard from him just yet, but I know for sure I'm going to hear from him when I get done doing all the media things and stuff like that.
I got to ask you, the first overall pick, Kyler Murray, just before you played him in the national title game, somebody asked you about him, and you started to say something, and you're like, no, I'm good. What were you going to say there?
I was just going to say that we're not like a normal defense. Like we're abnormal. Like we're not just any kind of defense. And they was treating us like we were just gonna let Kyler Murray just run all over us. In the competitive nature, the competitive person that I am, like I hate all quarterbacks. So man, when I get a chance to go against a dominant quarterback, my competition level rise because the competitive person I am, I just want to dominate every play. So
I want to give you a treat. I want you to come here. So what's your favorite kind of music?
I like more of a hip-hop person.
You like hip-hop?
Yeah.
Okay, I can't give you that. I'll give you this instead. It's country music. This is Hunk Dirkley.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to call him right now. Here's a song I got for you. Le'Veon Bell, Sam Darnold, and Quinnen. Guess what, New York? It's time to start winning. Right?
For sure.
You think so?
Yeah, with Quinnen.
Winning with Quinnen,
right? Yeah, for sure.
That's never been said before, right?
Never been said before.
Just, you and me just came up with that right here.
For sure.
All right, listen, what number are you going to wear?
I don't know. Leonard Williams, number 92, so I'll probably just go there and pick a number, man. It don't matter.
It does matter. Don't be like that. Don't be like, whatever, you want to give me equipment manager.
Yeah.
This is an important decision in your life.
Yeah.
You know, 15 years from now, you're going to the Hall of Fame. You want it to be a cool number.
Yeah, for sure.
99.
Yeah, 99 would be cool. I'll think about it when I get there and see all the numbers that they're available.
Okay.
Yeah,
if you need help, I'm here for you.
All right,
okay?
For sure. You just said 99. I just thought about it. Like, I got a homeboy named Raekwon Davis who number 99.
When they called your name, did your eyes do like Adam Gase did when they introduced him? Did you see that? Because well played. You didn't take the bait on that one. You're already doing well. Let me show you this. What do you think of this?
That's the GOAT, man. I'm going to go get him. I got to go set the GOAT, man. You got to set the GOAT, bro. Like,
what do you want to tell him?
You going
to tell him right now.
I'm going to sack you. Like, I'm going to sack you. I got a sack celebration when I do it.
Look, he's hiding already from you. He's already scared. Look at that. All right, Quinnen. I'm very happy for you. Congratulations to you. I'm glad you didn't have to wait too long. Now you're going to go out, hit the streets, and party it up with the family, grandma and everybody else?
Nah, not too much. I'm going to probably go to sleep.
Go to sleep?
It's too much. Like, I'll probably wake up tomorrow and they're going to hit me like, bro, like, I'm a jet.
Did you see those uniforms yet? You like
those? Yeah, I seen them. I like the all black ones for sure.
You do?
For sure. I love the all black ones, so, yeah, for sure.
Hey, go get them, fella.
All right, thank you.
Enjoy it. Best of health to you and best of luck to you up there in New York City.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Quinnen Williams, everybody. Quinnen is winning. Well, we'll see if he does. It should have been like a question mark. Quinnen is winning? I don't know. Let's see,
right.
Adam Gase.
He showed him the Tom Brady picture. I mean, I kind of think they're the team to take down Tom Brady and the Patriots. Could be the Jets in the new uniforms.
I liked his response one way or the other. Next up, I mentioned TJ Hockenson goes from Iowa, one of the two Iowa tight ends. Another kind of fun little storyline there that two Iowa guys, both tight ends, go in the first round, top 20 picks even.
Yeah,
TJ Hockenson, welcome to Detroit, but first, a quick detour to the DDFP here in Nashville.
Dave Damashek.
Detroit Lions' new superstar tight end. Can you believe it? Can you believe you got drafted? It's pretty fun, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's surreal. It's a lot of fun. I was just happy to spend it with my family. I'm ready to go back home with them and see them and go back to the hotel anyway and see them and hang out with them. But
who'd you hug first?
My grandpa is 92.
That's great.
Yeah. You know, it's been a dream of his since I was real little. He was like, you know, I want to watch that guy and see what he does. And, you know, I'm here now, so it's exciting.
Oh, man, I can't imagine. Legitimately, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
We don't laugh.
It's,
but when you met me, did you think, like, he could, that guy?
Yeah,
like,
he might be able to imagine.
He's built to play pro football.
Yeah.
Is that how you thought about it?
Yeah, I did, for sure. I mean, your hands are kind of good, so.
Thank you. So, NFC North, have you had a second to even consider this? Did you have any sense that it was going to be the Detroit Lions?
you know, going into this process, you really don't know. I mean, really, I mean, no one knows what's going to happen. No one knows where you're going. So, I mean, I didn't have any hopes. I didn't have any aspirations. I was just ready to go play ball, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
I'm sure you've answered it a million times already over the last 5-6 months at least, but you're all the comps from Gronk to Jason Witten to, any high-end tight end, basically, in pro football of the last 15, 20 years. Who do you compare yourself to, or who do you look up to at the position?
Oh, man. I mean, there's so many great people to look up to. I mean, this position has evolved throughout, you know, the years, and, Gronkowski had a great career. I mean, you would love to have something like that, and that's what I aspire to be. But you know, at this point in my life, I got to make a team. You know, I was drafted first, but I mean, I still got to make the team.
Wouldn't it be funny if they cut you? I mean, it wouldn't be funny, but it would be like kind of funny in an ironic way.
I'm gonna try not to let that happen. Trust me. I'm gonna go work.
But, I like that attitude because that would be a shame. That would be an unfortunate end to what feels like a nice 2019 so far.
That's what I'm feeling. It.
But we'll catch up and we'll have a laugh about it. Remember when we talked about it happened? Yeah. You know,
that's aggressive. Yeah, that's more aggressive.
So Matt Stafford. I mean, I, it's unfair to even ask you about that because I'm sure you're over the moon with just the idea of being picked by any NFL team. But legitimately, there's a real fit and a spot for you to be really productive out of the gate here.
I mean, he's a great quarterback, isn't he? I mean, I'm just excited to work with that guy.
He's got one of the great arms of the last quarter century.
He's going to see the game differently than I've ever seen it, so I want to learn from him. I'm going to try and be a sponge for sure.
You're a Midwestern guy. Packers, Vikings, Bears. Who's your biggest rival now? Who do you hate the most?
I was a Chiefs fan, but now I'm a Lions fan, so I don't know, the Chiefs probably.
Is that true?
You're a Chiefs fan, yeah.
You were a Chiefs fan.
Well, I'm from Southern Iowa.
And now you're going to flip the switch.
Yeah, I'm going to flip it.
You're a Lions guy. Yeah, I'm a Lions guy. Through and through. Yeah, okay.
Through and through. So are my brothers now that live in Kansas City, so that's good.
Would that upset you if they're like, well, listen, we want you to do well, but we're not going to abandon the Chiefs?
It would have upset me, but they wouldn't do that. No.
They wouldn't? No, they're not going to be like, Kelsey's a little bit better, though.
So. Oh, no.
No, they weren't. They
wouldn't say that. But, I mean, he may be, but they wouldn't say that.
More excited to get drafted tonight or to see the Avengers coming up?
I don't know. This is pretty exciting, but I was saying I was going to try and get tickets, but they're all sold out. So you couldn't
get them.
No,
but I think now. Yeah, this is your new life though. Now, you just call up. Excuse me. Do you know who this is? I'll have 10 tickets. Thank you.
Yeah.
You
know, does that sound like me though? I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah. Well, maybe your 92-year-old grandfather could pull that business.
That's he might be able to. That's another story. Yeah.
Let me give you a song real quick. What's your favorite kind of music?
I walked out to Made in America, so...
Okay. TJ!
There we go. You singing with me?
You can sing with me.
I'm
you want to sing something about?
I'm an awful singer.
Matt Patricia's got a new tight end. TJ Hockenson is gonna win. That was close.
So you're trying to rhyme.
I was trying. I did my best. I wasn't ready for it.
Yeah. Hockenson's that's what my little cousin does, too. When
Hockenson's tough to rhyme with, to be fair.
It is. I'm with you.
All right, listen, I want you to go out. I want you to have a great night, celebrate, and enjoy it, and have a good and healthy career. And, the Detroit Lions fans, people talk about the Browns and the Jets and, like, oh, these hard luck fans. Lions fans are really hungry to see a winner, and I think they just went a long way towards breaking the spell to a Super Bowl. Go get them, TJ Hockenson.
Thank you so much.
I thought that was pretty classy from a Hoosier to be so nice to you. Do you agree?
You're all right.
Dog. He just hit me. I like when the guys hug the right people, and he hugged his 92-year-old grandfather, and I think that's very nice.
Like you always say, you just can never be the agent first, always family or girlfriend.
I also think, I want to make it clear, I don't think funny ha-ha, but funny if he got cut.
Can I wonder if he would laugh, though, because he said he would laugh, but then I have a feeling he wouldn't really laugh.
It's funny you say that, though, because, and not to go on a big detour, but people seem to still feel weird about taking a tight end that early in draft. But I feel like in today's NFL, you need a tight end like him who could not only block really well, but he could also catch. Like, it's a matchup nightmare. Like, the new age NFL is all passing. You need to need a tight end like that.
Boy, if they're at all relevant, the Lions, think about that division. The Vikings, Bears, and Packers all, but almost sure to be competitive. If you throw in a fourth team, egad. Another division known for its rivalries and tight finishes over the course of a season. The New York Giants play in the NFC East. And Spaghetti, listen, no jive. You weren't enamored with the pick.
Yeah, it was not what I wanted. It was like there were players on the board at 6 and players on the board at 17 that I think that we could have come out of the draft, in a better position. And Gettleman from the start said that he wanted he liked Daniel Jones. He saw him and said that's a franchise QB. I know he has the connections to Eli. And
but then you meet him and then he's such a nice kid. Yeah, he's a nice guy. You root for him. It's terrific. I will say too, but the one thing, again, abiding by the no jive policy even here in Nashville, I do think, like I kept saying, Saquon is in his prime. He's a year into his career. You decided to draft him, Gettleman. You now then must support that choice by building around that. There were offensive linemen there. There was Montez Sweat. There was Josh Allen you could have grabbed. You did get DeAndre Baker, so that fills one hole on that defense. I do think, though, I mean, Dexter Lawrence, fine.
Yeah.
I just think that that building, really, what's the in-between? Your roster is not deep enough that you really need to be developing the next Eli in 2019. Cash in on Saquon while he's still rolling, and you have enough building around. I mean, if you would have taken, tackle, offensive tackle even, that might have made some sense there. But anyway, Daniel Jones, he's such a nice kid. I hope he is a little tougher than Dave Damashek is, because Dave would cry. Like, people said mean things when I got drafted, and hopefully that'll be water off his back.
He's Eli 2.0, and Eli's great at shaking off the negativity, so I'm sure Daniel Jones could too, but hopefully his play is more like Peyton Manning than Eli, but we'll see.
All right, well, let's hear from the man himself, Daniel Jones.
Dave, da-da-da-da-da-don't, Dave.
First things first, this is great news. I'm really excited for you. Listen, I don't want to be, crass about it, but one of the great things about being in the NFL, look at this, you're rich. Look at that, man. Yeah. What do you think of that, yeah. Daniel Jones?
That's
dig that.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
That's for you.
It works out.
That's
well, thank you. I appreciate
one.
It.
The commissioner will sign that for you later,
okay,
I think.
Cool.
I can't promise you that. So what did you think? Did you know this was coming? Did you have some clue from Gettleman and company that, be in the buffet line early on here?
I really didn't. I thought our meetings went well. When they were down at Duke or when I was in New York, I thought it all went well. I thought I connected with those guys, really well. But I didn't have a real idea. I didn't have a whole lot of expectations going into the night. I just was happy to be here. But it couldn't have worked out any better.
Did you actually did you think there's a chance I won't get drafted in the first night? And now I'm here and I got my nice suit on and everything else. Any of those some of those infamous shots of Aaron Rodgers and Brady Quinn and everybody else,
right?
And were you like, at least that didn't happen.
I don't know. I mean, I think that's always a risk coming to the draft. You never know what's going to happen. But I don't know. In the moment, I was just thrilled. I wasn't thinking about that too much. I was just thrilled.
Who called you?
So Coach Shermer. I talked to Coach Shermer and Ed Triggs, operations. Guy there, and then I talked to just about everyone.
Who did you hug first?
I think my mom.
Did you?
Yeah,
that was a good move.
Yeah.
As long as it's not the agent, that's a bad move. And that's one you can't take back because he's not going to be at Christmas. He's not at Thanksgiving.
Depends who your agent is. Yeah. There's some.
That's right. If he can make those that check extra large, then maybe he does deserve an invite.
Yeah.
Have you bounced off at all at any point in the last few months, or at any point in your life, for that matter, off of Eli Manning?
Well, I've gotten to meet him a couple times when he's been at Duke, working out with his guys. Also at the Manning camp, I've been down there a couple years. So, I don't know, running into him there and getting to meet him has been awesome. Just kind of watching him, watching how he works, how he works with his guys was extremely helpful to me at Duke. And I look forward to learning from him in New York.
More excited about getting drafted by the New York Football Giants tonight or seeing the Avengers later in the week?
I don't know. I'm not a big Avengers fan, but even if I was, I'm not sure it beats. And I'm not sure it beats the Giants. It's hard. That's hard to beat.
Well, that's fine. Okay, yeah.
What about you? You're an Avengers fan?
Well, I mean, I've never been drafted, so rub my nose in it. Why don't you? You know, like we just met, and immediately you're
attacked. That wasn't the point.
I'm more excited about Game of Thrones. Okay. If I have to.
There you go. I'm there with you.
You're there with Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
So listen, it's a big night for you, and I want to introduce you to a New York Giants fan here, Eddie Spaghetti, right here. It's a big moment for
Eddie,
you.
Eddie, how you doing? Daniel, nice.
When he's holding a Lombardi at some point, you're going to look back and say, I met you at your draft, and he'll be like, I don't remember that. Please, go away, Spaghetti, or whatever your name is, you know, right?
Jeez.
You know?
It's tough here, man.
Some of these guys, am I right? Have you spent time in New York City at all?
A couple times. We played in the Pinstripe Bowl my redshirt year. That was 2015, so that was an awesome experience. Spent a couple weeks doing an internship last summer up in New York with a former Duke football player. So, I think it's a... it's where everything happens. New York City is where you want to be.
I know. Yes, you will immediately, I'm sure, if you haven't already been looking at your cell phone. People are going to be buzzing all about you and everything else. Are you intrigued by that? Is it something that you are going to, as of tonight, say, I am never looking at social media, I'm not going to listen to the radio or anything else? What kind of, how are you wired in that way?
I'm not a huge social media guy. But, you know, it's part of it, you know, playing the position and being, being the quarterback of a football team, especially in New York, it comes with it. And I certainly understand that and am willing to embrace that. But I think, you know, with all that stuff, it's important to remember that it starts on the field. And you know, that's what's really most important. So
if I could if I could give you the gift of making one thing about your game better, what is the thing that you feel? What does Daniel Jones think? I need to get a little bit better at this to be one of the best QBs in the NFL.
At times I could do a better job making the decision to lay the ball off or throw the ball away. I think, Coach Cut talks about understanding when to stop competing or when the play is kind of over with. Mm. I think I could do that better. I look forward to improving it.
All right. You know what? Take it or leave it. My advice is, throw touchdown passes, man. You know, like do
that's
that
good
a lot.
Advice. And win games too, right?
Tell your guy, like, as a matter of fact, Sterling Shepard and Evan Ingram's a great guy. Tell him, like, I'm gonna throw it to you, and then like you get it, and then when the other guys try to tackle you, don't let them.
Yeah.
Like, just like don't, no way, and then tell him run to the end zone.
Yeah.
You know, and then
you think
be
he's
in
heard,
it.
He hadn't heard that before. Right?
I don't know if he has, but yeah. I mean, I think that'd be like that's you know that's right. What a field general is gonna do, but. I'm sure you'll cover all that in due time. Yeah. In the meantime, are you going to go out on the town, have a good time with the family and everybody tonight?
I don't know. I'll meet up with them and see what's going on. But, it's been fun to be here in Nashville with them, for sure, you know, with the family and everything, get to experience this. So
oh, I bet.
Look forward to seeing them.
I bet. And once again, see, it all comes back to me. And I see, like, I never gave my parents the gift of, like, me getting to be drafted in the first round in the NFL. So I'm sure they're over the moon for you. Congratulations, man, and best wishes to you.
Yeah, thanks,
up
Dave.
In Manhattan.
Appreciate it.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right, let's bring it on home here. There's something to what's going on down there in Clemson with Dabo and that great defense and everything else. And they're all jolly fellas, and Christian Wilkins perhaps the jolliest of them all. He almost killed the commissioner of the National Football League after getting drafted by him. Let's hear from Christian Wilkins right now, shall we? I hate to start off on a negative note, I'm sure it's already been brought up to you, but you almost killed the commissioner.
Yeah, everyone's
almost killed him.
Yeah, everyone's on me about that, but I'm sorry, commissioner. I'm going to look you in the eye and let you know I'm very sorry. But you lived. You lived the to do the 14th overall pick. So, I mean, I was just excited, clearly a little too excited. It's impulse, I guess. And, I gave him the signal to go up, but he didn't get the memo, I guess.
I'm not mad. Yeah, I saw. Yeah, right. He was out of his depth. He wasn't going to be
it. Right.
In fact, maybe if he had jumped, it would have worked out even worse for him.
Right. He might have went for a tumble. So it was good he stayed firm on the ground.
Now that I look at this suit, it's got a little bit of Drum Major to it, right? Because it's got some of the striping and stuff.
But you check the inside out. I'm looking sharp. Got my college number in there. Everybody knows what that means to me.
That's excellent.
And at Clemson, we call ourselves the Power Rangers. So got the white Power Rangers, White Tiger Power Rangers.
By the way, what a night for you guys, huh?
Oh man, no, it's definitely awesome. It's great. I'm so proud of my guys and what we were able to do tonight. All going in the top 17, picks. So it's pretty awesome, and it's great. It really is great.
I feel like it's for real. I think this moment in history is kind of going by a little bit too fast. Yeah. This is the defending champions of college football. Oh, yeah. You vanquished the juggernaut Bama once and for all. I think it's established that you and Dabo and the gang down there has now, in a way, kind of transcended Bama now as the place to be where fun personalities like you wind up. And now y'all getting drafted in the first round.
No, it's definitely awesome, just the culture and everything we're able to, be a part of at Clemson. Which was great. And I feel like me and along with the other guys who got drafted tonight and the other guys who will get drafted will make any ball club they go to better, any organization better, just because of the things we were able to learn at Clemson and just being around each other. We all challenge each other. Iron sharpens iron, both on and off the field. I feel like that's what we were able to do. So
look at your steely focus. Well, I don't know. I think with the draft may be under attack.
Right.
I don't know what's going on.
Right.
You're just laser focused talking about ball. I like that very much. What are we going to do about the Dolphins logo? Do you like the aqua
and Dolphins,
orange?
What?
Well, the orange you're going to be used to, but the aqua, you're cool with all that?
Yeah, I'm cool with it. I think it looks good. It's a nice changeup for me. I don't think I'm going to look sharp. And, whatever Dolphins wear, gear I wear, I'm going to look good, because the man always makes the clothes. The clothes don't make the man. Remember that.
Right. I think you've already proven that fact tonight. 42. You're not going to be able to wear that, though.
Unfortunately, I won't. Unless I change positions. I mean, I could go to backer or something.
You know how to catch a football.
Yeah, exactly. I've done a little. Or if they want to put me at running back, no matter.
I wanted you to know something. I know you're excited. I can tell that you enjoy playing football.
Yeah.
Because you enjoy the game of football.
What's this?
But great news, you're also rich.
What's this?
That's because you're an NFL football player, man.
Okay. Several million
dollars. Did you not hear about that?
Several, right.
Guess what?
Hey, guess what? Miami, no state taxes. So I'm doing pretty good so far. All those other picks who went before me, I got to probably have a couple more million dollars than they.
There are no flies on you.
Hey, right.
You got it all. Good for you. You even orchestrated getting drafted by a Florida team.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Listen, so it's a win-win.
I want to give you one other thing. This is your opportunity.
Oh, yes.
Hey. What do you have to say to him?
Hey, Tom. We haven't met. I'm Christian Wilkins. I'm looking forward to getting to meet you twice a year. Hopefully plenty of times in those games. I'll meet you twice a year. Looking forward to playing you. Oh, yeah.
Quickly, come here. I want to give you a quick something real quick.
Give me that.
A nice thing. Let me see what I can make. For the last 20 years, the AFC East has been owned by one team, of course. Thanks to Christian Wilkins, maybe that's about to change with the help of Brian Flores.
Uh-huh. And you have a terrible singing voice.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
I want you to go. You don't do that to me. You don't show me up even on your special night. That I won't stand for. Christian Wilkins, congratulations, man. Enjoy it and stay healthy down there.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Go get him.
Yep, fins up.
And that's that. Who knows? Maybe Christian Wilkins, once Handsome Hank gets a look at, Christian Wilkins and what a fun guy he is, he'll want to get back on board.
All he needs is 5 minutes to hang around in a room with him. Wilkins is one of the best personalities.
I like you very much, Christian Wilkins. And I like you, Handsome Hank. I could see that. I'd watch that show.
Oh, sure.
I'd watch that road show. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this show. Along with Eddie Spaghetti, we've had a grand time in Nashville, Tennessee.
all week long. Thanks to everybody who came out to say hello and wherever we were and said hello on the streets of Nashville. Thanks to Ryan Bartlett for putting everything together, Eddie Spaghetti here, Mark Brady as always for overseeing it, all the gang. And in fact, I don't know where that country music singer was. And when we're giving out thank yous, though, that guy, Chester Benningfield, was really dynamite. I thought he was really a high-end performer.
We'll have to just stroll down Broadway later on. Maybe we'll find him again.
Yeah. Well, I guess we can try that. Yeah. Honk Tinkersley.
Yeah.
Was that his name?
Yeah, I think he's playing at Tootsie's tonight, so we'll find him.
Good. Maybe we'll go see him there. All right, we'll talk to you next week back from Los Angeles in Studio 66. Until then, thanks so much, Nashville, Tennessee. It's been a grand time. And thanks to you for listening. It's been a thin slice of heaven.